Army veteran, businessman, good friend, Trump-endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Mike Rogers, officially the sole Republican candidate for Michigan's open U.S. Senate seat. And people say, how'd you become such good friends with Mike Rogers? I don't know how, but we've been friends for a long time, so much so that he actually is the man who gave the opening introduction speech for me in Chicago a number of years ago as I was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. And Michael, I will be forever grateful for that and for you taking time out to be there to do that for me. How are things going?
Oh, things are going great. And by the way, that was a great highlight for me. It is, I hope your listeners understand what a big deal it was for you to be inducted into that Hall of Fame. And I was honored to play such a small little part in it and really enjoyed the opportunity to highlight what we have known for decades here in Michigan. What a treasure you are to the state and such an important voice for our state.
You're so kind. I missed you. I mean, it's easy because there were a lot of people and there were a lot of things going on, but I missed you up at Mackinac. I did happily run into your beautiful wife, Christy, though, and got a chance to say hello as I was running one way and she was running the other way. But how was
you got
Mackinac?
The better part. You got the better part of that deal all day long, and you know it.
I know it. I do know it. I didn't want to say it, but it's true.
What we heard is once you met Christy, you said, "Well, forget Rogers. We don't need to see him anymore."
I said, "Who is that Mike Rogers guy? Who is that Mike Rogers guy again? I can't remember." So how did it go up there for you?
You know what? Fantastic. The reception was really, really good. And one of the reasons, I think we were just so busy, people had requested us to have meetings with them, talk about our vision for the state, talk about real solutions, you know, and why that was different. If you happen to catch the debate from my opponents, I mean, it was all defund the police, raise your taxes, no solutions for our schools. I just don't think they're jiving with working families here in the state. And we got a chance to have those discussions about our housing plan, about how we're going to help fix education here, how we're going to expand opportunity for advanced manufacturing in the state, get us back in the defense industrial base, building that advanced, or bringing that advanced manufacturing, expanding American energy to bring down rates, which will bring down food costs. So I thought it was highly productive, great reception, and we're excited. I mean, we have contingent of everyone from Detroiters all the way up to the UP, but Detroiters are really interested in having discussions on our housing plans and our education plans, and we were able to do that based on the meetings we had up at Mackinac Island. It was really good.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you've been strong on this since I've known you. You realize, you've argued, Michigan needs a change in direction after decades of decline in manufacturing strength, income growth, educational outcomes. I had no idea just how bad it had gotten for us to be in the bottom 10 now in all of these areas. And we need to do something about it. And you want to do something about it. You've talked about it. Affordability, education. As you know, it seems your opponents are in their own little race to the left in a very messy, one of the messiest Democrat primaries in the country.
Yeah, it's just awful to watch, kind of awful to watch. How about that?
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, it's just the problem is it's just that doesn't offers no solutions. It takes the state way out of the lane of helping Michigan working families, and we just have to get back to that. Think, and the reason this is, and the reason they think they can talk like that and do that is for 32 years we've sent two Democrats back to the United States Senate. And my argument is, we're at least a 50-50 state. And if you continue to do the same thing over and over and wonder why we've lost 30,000 manufacturing jobs since 2018, we've lost defense industrial base capability. Our schools went from top tier to now, well, this year we're 45th. Last year we were 44th. So it's only getting worse. My argument is we continue to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result.
Hmm.
You know, guess what? I think that's the definition of insanity. This is Michigan's chance to get this right and to change. We're not going to get a whole nother term of 6 years or even another term of the governor in 4 years. I mean, think of all the costs that the Democrats have given us since 2018. When the name of the conference, Paul, you know, they talk about fixes, but it was WTF. Yeah, well, there's a WTF in how we got here. And then what's the fix? Never heard what's the fix. We're going to be a part of what's the fix for Michigan. or just not have a lot of time. That's why this election cycle is so important for the future of our state, so we're not sending our kids to other states in droves the way we're doing now.
Mike Rogers, sole Republican Senate candidate, veteran, former FBI agent, former chairman of the U.S. Intelligence Committee. What are your thoughts on the new acting director of national intelligence from our area, Bill Pulte?
Yeah, listen, it's the DNI is an interesting job, and I think they're restructuring it. He is probably the right guy to restructure it, would be my guess. They have really solid hands, and the CIA director, who's really in the middle and the thick of all of the things you see happening around the world. So I feel pretty good about the fact the guy knows how to manage big operations and, by the way, understands change and understands the mission set. I think that is all going to be to the benefit of the United States. And when you think about all the challenges in the world, you want adults and you want real-world experience sitting in those chairs.
Do you think President Trump is going to be able to handle, I mean, there's no surprise here, I've said it a million times, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, no matter who his friends are or aren't, will always do what he feels is best for Israel. And unfortunately, right now, he feels it's best for Israel to be attacking Lebanon. And for our purposes in trying to work things out with Iran, that's a non-starter as long as they keep bombing Lebanon. So I think the president has his hands full, but he shouldn't be surprised because no one has ever not believed that Benjamin Netanyahu would always do what he thinks is best for Israel, no matter what.
I agree with that, but I also think we have leverage there. I mean, we get the Iran problem solved, and I mean really solved. No path to a nuclear bomb, no path to a ICBM missile, which, by the way, they were working on. They have advanced missiles. We've seen their drones. You take that off the table. Think about what happens in the Middle East, Paul. You have, well, at least you would hope Iran would have the capability to engage in commerce around the world. That would change the fundamental structure there. No 40,000 troops there that we pay for. And guess what? I keep telling people who don't want to send things to Israel, get this Iran thing done, and guess what? You won't have to send defense material to Israel. They told the world they can do it themselves if Iran isn't sitting on their border trying to kill them. And so I don't know. I think there's a lot of leverage for the president. The very fact that Rubio said that the Iranians are now talking on the nuclear the nuclear enriched material issue, they weren't doing that 6 months ago. They weren't doing it a year ago. They didn't even do it 2 weeks ago. They just thought that they could wear America down because of midterm elections. We just can't let them get away with that. We've got to make sure they're not nuclear Iran. And if Trump can get a deal, I think he'll get a deal, and I think he'll push back on the Israelis to do exactly what we need to do to put America in the driver's seat in those negotiations.
Your website for people who want to learn more about what you'd like to do as our senator and maybe contribute money, what's the website?
Well, even like, well, I'm sorry, what was that part, Paul? I missed that part, the last part there.
The contribute money.
Rogers for Senate, Rogers for Senate.com. If you believe there's a better future for Michigan, I do. That's why Christy and I are doing this. This is our chance. Let's try something new. Send a Republican back that has the leverage to walk in the Oval Office and get something done for Michigan. RogersForSenate.com.
All right. Best to you and Christy. Always a pleasure. Good luck to you, Mike.
Best to you and Kim. Thanks.
Thank you as we continue on WJR.